The views expressed on this program are strictly those of the show's producers and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor anyone associated with this radio station. And now, back to the Thunderbolt. Yes, we're back. So, the release of Donald Trump's tax records reveal why he fought so hard to avoid disclosure. Those records reveal that our president is either one of the biggest tax cheats in the world, or that he was one of the worst businessmen in the world. And methinks that it is most likely a combination of both. And in fact, I've heard speculation that the rump is so desperate to win this election because if he loses, he may well face prosecution for a large number of crimes that are now coming to light. According to the rump's own tax declarations, his television show is the only project that the rump has ever engaged in that did not lose tons of money. The scariest aspect to the rump's financial follies, though, is one that I have previously reported on here in the Thunderbolt. Donald Trump has a little over $400 million in outstanding loans. And these are not loans that were made to some shell corporation that would then declare bankruptcy as soon as the rump had looted all the assets, but these were loans made personally to Donald Trump, and that he is personally responsible for. And it is now clear that those notes would come due during the rump's second term if he were to be reelected. And that means it is very likely that the President of the United States will be under the heavy financial thumbs of some unknown and likely foreign entities. Now, some of those loans are owed to Deutsche Bank, and has recently come to light that Deutsche Bank itself is actually a criminal organization that merely masquerades as a bank. But the identity of the other holders of our president's debt is not so clear, and many of them, as I said, are likely to be foreigners. The bottom tide falls to the floor. He rolls in tears, but he cries no more. And all of this leads to a scenario wherein whoever those creditors are, they now have Donald Trump over a barrel. And if they say jump, then the rump has little choice but to act them how high. Or they might just tell them to stay up in the air until they tell him that he can come down. This one factor alone makes the rump problematic as the president, even disregarding the 20 or 376 other things that also make the rump problematic as president. But he is still the president. Yes, that is insane, but his sane has now become normalized, so I guess everything is normal. That is, if you're insane. There is a question that no one else seems interested in asking. That is, if Joe Biden wins this election, and if we can then manage to pry Donald Trump out of the White House, then what comes next? Do we go back to normal? Does everyone forget that normal totally sucked long before Donald Trump ever came along? Anyway, since I'll be playing a rerun next week, this will be the last news show I will be airing before the presidential election. And as far as voting goes, while I always vote, I frankly only do so because so many people died for my right to do it. Otherwise, I would frankly put voting at or near the bottom of any list that I might compile of strategies for bringing about effective change. But Tuesday's just as bad. Such change always comes from the bottom up. Wednesday's work. It never comes from the top down. People at the top are almost invariably greatly benefiting from the status quo, and it is very rare for someone that was benefiting from that status quo to harbor any serious desire to change that status quo. No, the only way you bring about change is with a mass movement in the streets. On Saturday, I go out to play. You will be attacked, and you will be vilified, and demonized, and lied about. But once your movement reaches a critical mass in numbers, then suddenly, you become the visionaries, and all of the politicians will start jumping out in front of your parade, and they will start pretending that it was all their idea in the first place. Now, while money still provides a highly disproportionate level of influence upon our elections, the fact is that our votes still trump their money, and money no longer has nearly as much influence as it used to. And ironically, I believe this awareness of money in politics is largely due to the Citizens United Supreme Court decision and the debate that surrounded that decision. There are now instances in every election cycle of some well-funded incumbent losing an election to some upstart grassroots candidate who spent about a tenth as much as the incumbent spent. And here is another lesson that the American voter needs to figure out. If a politician knows that you are going to vote for him or her, no matter what he or she does, then that politician does not have any incentive to care about what you think about anything. And believe me, since they literally have lines of people trying to influence them every day, then if they don't have to care about what you're thinking, then they will not care about what you're thinking. The only way common people can influence politicians is to credibly threaten them with withholding your vote. Washington is almost surely going to vote for Joe Biden and Jay Inslee. Therefore, that gives us a lot of license to send a message to both men by withholding the vote that both men seem to be taking for granted. If both Joe Biden and Jay Inslee have much closer races in our state than they were expecting to have, then I can guarantee you that thereafter, both men would have a lot more concern about what the people in our state think about things. Personally, I'll be voting for Howie Hawkins of the Green Party for president, and I'll probably write in none of the above for the governor's race. And that's it for the news and commentary section this week, and that means it's time to get to work now. I'm going to fill out the rest of the hour with some music. This is Chumba Wamba. Enjoy.
Like rusty old nails at the bottom of the sea, telling no tales for the good of the Admiralty. You jump when you're told to through the open door.
Later. What a sunburn, hot it burned. My eyes burned so hot I thought I'd died. Thought I'd died and gone to hell, looking for the water from a deeper well. Well, I went to the river, but the river was dry, and I fell to my knees and I looked to the sky. Looked to the sky and the spring rain fell. I drank the water from a deeper well. Well, 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 I drank the water from a deeper well. Well. Well, I fell in love like a baby child. I fell for a touch and I fell for a smile. Smile turned bitter and her touch turned cold. I could not keep what I could not hold. So I ran with the moon and I ran with the night, and the three of us was a terrible sight. Hoard and we'd gamble with the money we'd steal, looking for the water from a deeper well. Well, 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 looking for the water from a deeper well. What a moon got weak and he soon was gone, and the night got sick and he died with the dawn. Died with the dawn with a drink in his hand, too sick to walk, too drunk to stand. Well, time stood still, but I ran wild, and I got my fill with a crooked smile. Woke up on the floor of a jailhouse cell, looking for the water from a deeper well. Well, 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 looking for the water from a deeper well. So hot I thought I'd died. Thought I'd died and gone to hell, looking for the water from a deeper well. Well, I went to the river, but the river was dry, and I fell to my knees and I looked to the sky. Looked to the sky and the spring rain fell. I drank the water from a deeper well. Well, 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 I drank the water from a deeper well.
I drive too fast, pull me over to tell me so. I say out here on the prairie, any speed is too slow. I miss Brooklyn, I miss my crew. Let's start over, I missed my cue. Guess I forgot who I was talking to. I should recognize that fierce look in his eyes. I've seen it in my mirror so many times. He's gonna put his 2 cents in, cause he's got a gun. But I'm gonna put in 3, cause history owes me 1. Guess I came out here to see some stuff for myself. I mean, why leave the telling up to everybody else? Maybe God's country, but this is my country too. Yeah, move over, Mr. Holiness, let the little people go. We'll be right back. of me. Thank you for the ticket. Now can I leave? You know I have left everywhere that I have ever been. I don't really recommend it though, not like anybody asked me. Maybe you and I will meet again someday. You have been known to come down this road. Yeah, maybe it is destiny. Then again, maybe not. I don't know.
That was Morning is the Long Way Home from Leo Kottke. Before that, we had God's Country from Ani DiFranco. Before that was A Deeper Well from David Olney. And we started off with Jacob's Ladder by Chumbawamba. So once again, I ask you to please consider donating to this radio station. A single donation of $1 or a monthly donation of $1,000, whatever, however. We need your support to stay on the air. So please keep in mind that the views expressed on the Thunderbolt are those of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station or anyone associated with this radio station. The Thunderbolt website is dana98501.wordpress.com. 98501 is the downtown Olympia zip code, if that helps you remember that. And you can contribute to the Thunderbolt cause at patreon.com/thethunderbolt. Glad you joined us this week. We hope to see you next week. And in the meanwhile...
Thank you very much.